In Defense of Cho Chang. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opal Song. Part 21 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. Maybe Cho Chang is a good person who made a hard choice. The right and good and wise choice. For the both of them. Even if it hurt the both of them in that moment. Anon asks, I really don't get the Cho hate. I really, really don't get how she crying of grief translates in some people's minds as Luna's bully or gold digger. I don't get it either. Cho is a lovely girl who deserves the world. I do get how it happens, though, with fandoms following the same pattern time and time again. It's for much the same reasons that certain sections of fandom will vilify Ginny Weasley, Fleur Delacour, Lavender Brown, or even Hermione Granger. You'll see basically any female character depicted as a bully or gold digger if you dig through enough fic. See any of the names I listed above for examples. People will find reasons to dislike certain characters, or do the opposite, and put characters who don't deserve it on a pedestal, like Snape or Bellatrix or the Malfoys. Many characters are so OOC in fic that they become outright OCs, and while there's no shame in doing that to tell a story, I do it all the time. I can't judge that as a practice. It is a shame when it's used negatively to character bash and held up as canon despite being harmful and untrue. Cho does seem to especially get the short stick a lot of the time, which is another shame. She's a very brave and intelligent character, as well as a good person, and it really sucks that she isn't appreciated more. She's allowed to grieve Cedric Diggory, to do the selfish thing of expressing, crying, and exploring, trying to talk about it. Her feelings. Someone she cared about was mysteriously murdered. It would be weird if she weren't a confused, grieving mess, even if she weren't a teenage girl. Maybe part of the reason people dislike it is that it brings up the fact that Cedric Diggory was horribly murdered. It's uncomfortable to think about the trauma these teenagers are facing. Harry just bottles it all up, which isn't healthy. And he very much doesn't want to face his feelings. Cho is within her rights to demand they talk about it. IDK. Or maybe the reason people don't like it is because they feel it's somehow disrespectful for Cho and Harry to have feelings for each other, or to consider having a relationship so soon after Cedric's death. To which I can only say, buddy, my pal, my friendo, feelings don't work like that. And relationships don't work like that either. Is it generally a good idea to start a relationship on the rebound or in grief? No, not really. But that's not to say that they're inherently bad or disrespectful to someone's memory. Relationships are not magically helpful or healing, but as long as you're both still willing and able to put the work both into your own healing and your relationship, there's no reason it can't work out. I don't really know about Cho, since we don't see much of her, but Harry is definitely not in a place for a real relationship. But still, even if they were doomed, Harry and Cho are allowed to have feelings for each other. Cho's been a part of the DA for a while when they try and date, right? They know each other probably about as well as anyone who starts dating. Why wouldn't Cho have confusing, squishy feelings for this kind, cute, brave, heroic boy who so clearly likes her back? And then why wouldn't she have confusing, guilty feelings over liking someone again so soon? People feel guilty about new relationships all the time, whether or not their partner died. This isn't weird. Why wouldn't she be confused and upset that Harry isn't what she expected or wanted or needed? They're both young. They're both grieving. Maybe Cho isn't in the place for a real relationship either. Or maybe the Cho hate is built around Marietta Edgecombe, who also deserves none of the hate she gets. Or being permanently scarred. That was harsh and fucked up, actually. WTF! Yeah, she turned the DA over to Umbridge, but... my buddies, my pals, my friendos, please take a step back. Umbridge of the Veritaserum, Umbridge of the Blood Quill, Umbridge of the Cruciatus Curse? Umbridge is scary, and you can't honestly expect a teenager to stand up to that. Harry did, but Harry's not exactly any kind of normal. For all Marietta knows, Harry really is an attention-seeking crazy person. Umbridge says so, and Umbridge is a member of the government. The Daily Prophet is saying he's crazy. The Ministry is saying he's crazy. The Minister is saying he's crazy. Who can she trust? She's being lied to by nearly every authority out there. And Harry's kind of super angry and bitter right now, so maybe he's not all that persuasive. Marietta's mother's job is on the line. Marietta's education is on the line. That's maybe her entire family's entire future on the line. Maybe she's jealous, maybe she's scared, maybe she not unreasonably trusts school authorities and officials to handle these misbehaving children respectfully and reasonably. After all, surely McGonagall will just give them a lot of detention and then she can stop being terrified that her and her mother will end up on the streets? You can dislike what she did. You can dislike her. You can say it was an objectively bad decision. But maybe things aren't that easy. Maybe, just maybe, Marietta Edgecombe is a victim here. And maybe, just maybe, Cho Chang is a loyal and loving friend. Cho sees all this, and she understands that everything's not black and white, because she's an intelligent and insightful person. Maybe Cho Chang loves Marietta Edgecombe, who's a lovely, if shy and scared person, who's been her friend for years, and refuses to blame Marietta for making a mistake in self-defense. Maybe Cho Chang tries to explain things to Harry. You know, her mom works for the Ministry. It's really difficult for her. And this angry, grieving, bottled-up boy who's never been allowed to be scared has no pity for a terrified girl who will never know half the horrors he's known. "Ron's dad works for the Ministry, too," Harry said furiously. "And in case you hadn't noticed, he hasn't got sneak written across his face. That was a horrible trick of Hermione Granger's," said Cho fiercely. "She should have told us she jinxed the list." "I think it was a brilliant idea," said Harry coldly. Cho flushed, and her eyes grew brighter. "Oh, yes, I forgot. Of course, if it was darling Hermione's idea." "Don't start crying again," said Harry warningly. "I wasn't going to," she shouted. "Yeah, well, good," he said. "I've got enough to cope with at the moment." "Go and cope with it, then," she said, furiously, turning on her heel and stalking off. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Cho rightfully points out that it's really fucked up that Hermione Granger permanently scarred her friend's face. Lovely Marietta, who was never very brave but tried anyway for Cho because she loved Cho, too. Who's been crying and voiceless and hidden away ever since because she regrets her mistake. And now she has a vindictive insult carved into her face. And what does Harry say? Harry, who's kind and nice most of the time, but so angry and so bitter, says he thinks it's brilliant. She deserves it, says the abnormal boy with a death mark carved into his forehead by a murderer. Her pain is brilliant, says the angry boy, wearing an oath about truth he was forced to carve into his own hand by a madwoman. Cho gets mad. Maybe Cho is right to get mad. Because that's wrong. What he's saying is wrong. And she is an insightful and intelligent and understanding girl who is kind and good and loyal. And she will not stand for it. Hermione Granger is wrong to have done that. She will not have Harry supporting her. And maybe she's jealous and envious of Hermione Granger for having Harry's steadfast love and support. Maybe her words are biting and furious, but that still doesn't make her wrong. Harry is angry too, dismissive, and says, "Don't cry again." Like she was wrong for crying the first time. Like she's supposed to do what he does and bottle up all her pain until she explodes or becomes an angry and bitter mess too. Harry says he's got too much to cope with at the moment. No time for her tears and her pain, and therefore no time for her. And he's not wrong. Harry Potter has too much to cope with. Harry Potter is screaming on the inside. But maybe Cho Chang isn't wrong to turn her heel. Because she's screaming on the inside too, and he's not listening. Harry's known pain too long and too fierce to even hear Cho's. And maybe Cho's not wrong to tell him to handle it on his own, to cut her ties with him, because maybe she's got too much to cope with at the moment to handle him and his indifference and righteous judgment. Maybe Cho Chang is a good person who made a hard choice, the right and good and wise choice for the both of them, even if it hurt the both of them in that moment. And maybe she gets blamed for it. Maybe he never forgives her or lovely Marietta. Maybe she never stops feeling sad or guilty or selfish. Maybe she's never able to not care. But guess what? That still doesn't make her wrong. Maybe Cho Chang chose right, not easy, and it hurts. I don't know where I'm going with this, or where exactly I went, but this has been a rant in defense of Cho Chang. Thank you. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!